But acting USDA chief economist Robert Johansson notes the forecast for total meat production for both this year and next year were raised a bit from last month.
We are seeing beef prices expected to moderate slightly in 2016, and we've expected that. Those beef prices are running very high. So even though they are coming down slightly, they're still at a nearly historic rates.
But beef production for this year was lowered as fed cattle slaughter in the second quarter has been reduced. In addition, relatively good forage conditions and higher feed prices are expected to slow the pace of placements until later this year, reducing available supplies of fed cattle for slaughter later in the year. However, these large placements will lead to higher marketings and slaughter in 2016, and the beef production forecast for next year was raised. Now, pork production forecast for 2015 was raised as the pig crop data in the quarterly hogs and pigs report supported a higher third quarter 2015 slaughter forecast. The 2016 forecast was raised slightly. Cattle prices for 2015 and 2016 are reduced from last month on weaker demand and larger supplies of competing meats, while hog prices are higher for 2015 and 2016 as both export and domestic demand has improved. Now, when it comes to poultry, Johansson says,
we do see a slight effect in some of the markets we're reporting of the effect of avian influenza. We are reducing our expectations for turkey production in 2015 down by about 40 million pounds. That also is accompanied by an increase in turkey prices of about 4%. It's too early to tell what will happen with avian influenza into next year.
Broiler production for 2015 and 2016 was raised based on hatchery data and continued increases in bird weights. Broiler prices are slightly lower for 2015 on weaker June prices, but the forecast for 2016 is unchanged. Now, turkey prices for 2015 and 2016 are raised on tighter supplies. And when it comes to dairy, Johansson explains the factor that's impacting those prices.
Overall dairy prices are expected in 2016 to be a little bit lower than we were expecting, and that's due to the fact that we're now extending our expectation that the Russia trade ban on most products will extend into 2016, and that will have a downward influence on dairy prices.
Now, the milk production forecast for 2015 is raised on a slightly more rapid increase in cow numbers and milk per cow. However, higher expected feed prices and weaker milk prices during late 2015 and 2016 are expected to temper the rate of growth in production, and the 2016 production forecast was lowered.